Two new members of Congress from New York, one a Democrat and one a Republican, say they hope to serve as examples of bipartisan cooperation. Beth Fertig of member station WNYC reports.
As House members marched up the steps of the Capitol for their swearing-in yesterday, it was easy to spot the freshmen. They were the ones gazing in awe at the vaulted ceilings and marble statues. Two new members from New York found each other easily.
Congratulations.
This is wonderful.
I'm great.
It's quite an experience, isn't it?
It's wonderful.
Republican Felix Grucci and Democrat Stephen Israel greeted each other like old friends after their swearing-in ceremony.
You know, we're going to be settling in, and I'll be commuting back and forth.
Maybe I'll sleep on your couch.
Yeah, you're welcome to.
No, that's bipartisanship.
Now, I was just going to say that's the first step in bipartisanship. You're welcome to sleep on our couch.
It wasn't just bipartisan banter. The two Long Island congressmen have known each other for years. Grucci was a local politician who ran his family's fireworks company. Israel, in the next district over, replaces Rick Lazio, the Republican who gave up his seat to run unsuccessfully for the Senate. Now that they're both in Congress, Israel is eager to work with his Republican counterpart again.
And one of the things that we have in common is that Felix was a town supervisor and I was a town councilman, and we understand local issues and the need for the federal government to do its part in helping localities and give working families tax relief.
And we understand that our constituency isn't divided by a boundary line. You know, the same constituent needs in Steve's districts are the same kinds of needs that are in my district.
The two acknowledge their differences. In fact, they split on the ultimate partisan vote, who will be House Speaker for the next 2 years. For the most part, they also side with their respective party leaders on abortion rights, gun control, and whether to privatize Social Security. But while Democrats oppose President-elect Bush's trillion-dollar tax cut, Israel wants to eliminate the marriage tax and the estate tax. And Grucci says they can find a way to agree.
Those are things that we could start on right away, and when you add them all up at the end of the day, it may very well come to the multi-trillion dollars that the president is looking for.
But just as the two New Yorkers were pledging to be a model for bipartisanship, a floor vote on the House rules quickly erupted into acrimony. Some Democrats accused Republicans of trying to stifle dissent by not making the parties more equally represented on committees. California Republican Dana Rohrabacher says bipartisanship may be a good approach to certain issues, but not the process.
People who are thinking that there's bipartisanship in who's going to get to be the chairman and if the chairman's going to have the say as what bills come up and et cetera. No, that's not what bipartisanship is at all. That's just negating the fact that the Republicans control the House of Representatives and have every right to set the agenda.
Massachusetts Democrat Barney Frank also warned that goodwill isn't enough to overcome major differences.
George Bush and the Republicans are not for including prescription drugs in Medicare. I think they are wrong. I think we should debate that. I hope we can get the public to choose between us. But in other words, we are not going to be able to accomplish certain things because there are legitimate differences of opinion.
Democrat Stephen Israel isn't giving up on the search for common ground. He plans to join a new centrist caucus of Democrats and Republicans.
This is an opportunity for us to work together. 50% of the American people in this presidential election voted for a moderate Republican. 50% voted for a moderate Democrat. I think that we have an obligation as members of Congress to pursue those kinds of moderate, common sense policies, agree where we can, and when we don't agree, just put those disagreements aside.
Or at least put them off as long as they can. For NPR News, I'm Beth Fertig in Washington.